From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists have found new clues about the biggest extinction in the Earth's history. It happened about 250 million years ago, at the end of what geologists call the Permian period. Researchers studying fossils in South Africa say they think it was caused by a long hot spell and a lack of oxygen in the atmosphere. There's also new evidence that the world's oceans were poisoned at the same time. Some scientists have argued that it was an asteroid or comet that caused the big die-off, similar to the one that killed the dinosaurs. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report on the expanding scientific debate.
It was without doubt the greatest catastrophe for living things. It came before the dinosaurs even existed, in a world of lizards and ferns and small sea creatures. Whatever happened, it killed off perhaps 90% of the world's life forms. Scientists call it the Great Dying, and they can't agree on what caused it. Biologist Peter Ward from the University of Washington has been looking for the answer in a place called Karoo in South Africa. There are sediment beds there with fossils of animals that lived just before and after the big die-off. He says the fossil record shows that at about 260 million years ago, the rate of extinction started to creep up.
And then at about 250, a whole bunch of species disappear. We get 10 or 15 different species are disappearing from beds that we look at over about a 10,000-year period. So it's a long, nasty world, and then over about 10,000 years, it gets really worse.
Writing in the journal Science, Ward says during this time, huge volcanoes had been spewing out enormous amounts of carbon dioxide. CO2 is called a greenhouse gas because in the atmosphere, it allows sunlight to penetrate down, but it traps rising heat. Ward suspects the Earth slowly warmed while the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere declined. Eventually, the Earth reached a sort of tipping point.
If we're having a long, slow temperature rise, we can see lots of animals adapting. But there is going to be a point where you no longer can adapt. An analogy is, say you have a fever. As you get hotter, your body is doing all these things to fix itself. But when you hit a critical temperature, 107 or 108 degrees Fahrenheit, you die.
Ward says the loss of a few critical life forms, trees that hold soil together, for example, can destroy an ecosystem and start a cascade of extinctions. While this was going on, the Earth's single huge ocean was apparently in trouble, too. Another team of scientists writes in the journal that as the Earth's oxygen level dropped, a certain kind of ocean bacteria thrived. This turned sulfur into hydrogen sulfide, the noxious gas that smells like rotten eggs, which could have killed animals in the sea and on land. Ward says all this points to a gradual die-off that finally climaxed about 250 million years ago. But he hasn't convinced the scientists who hold the view that it was actually an asteroid or comet smashing into the Earth that caused the extinction. In fact, most everyone agrees that's exactly what happened to the dinosaurs 180 million years later. Ward says he couldn't find any evidence for a Permian impact. Even if there was one, it didn't have much effect. But Luann Becker, a geoscientist at the University of California at Santa Barbara, says he's wrong. She says there's a huge impact crater under the ocean near Australia, and she has debris from it. It dates to the same time as the big die-off. She says Ward has been looking in the wrong place to find impact evidence.
It's a nice piece of work. Does it negate or even begin to dismiss the idea of impact? Absolutely not. In fact, I would interpret his new results as being quite consistent with multiple catastrophe. More than one thing going wrong leads to mass extinctions.
The arguments have played out in the pages of scientific journals for years. Geoscientist Michael Rampino of New York University says he's not convinced by either side. But, he says, finding out what happened is important for understanding life on Earth.
If there's something that could happen to the Earth's environment that we don't know about, that can kill off 96% of the species on the planet, then we don't really know very much about how the biology of the Earth interacts with the physical environment. And it's a little scary.
Scary, he says, because no one knows whether it could happen again. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.